It was a sunny Saturday morning in Bloomington, Indiana, and I was ready to start a new chapter in my life. Turning 16 meant I could finally sign up for driving school, and I was filled with excitement. The idea of getting my driver's license made me feel free. I imagined driving around town with friends, playing music, and enjoying my independence. My usual life, full of schoolwork, sports, and texting friends, was all about to change. The day of my first driving lesson arrived, and my stomach was full of nerves. I had read the manual, learned the signs, and even practiced in my head, but nothing could prepare me for what was about to happen. When I climbed into the instructor's car, I met Mrs. Majors, a serious but kind woman who didn't know I had never driven before. As I sat in the driver's seat, I nervously asked her how to put the car in reverse. At that moment, I could see the realization dawn on her face. It was going to be a rough ride. After a shaky start, I backed out of the parking space and pulled onto the road. It was rush hour in downtown Bloomington, and the streets were crowded with cars. I tried to concentrate, but I felt very overwhelmed. With Mrs. Major's instructions in my head, I slowly eased on to the busy street, my heart absolutely racing. Everything seemed fine until I made a sharp turn at an intersection. Suddenly, I was headed straight for the sidewalk, and everything around me turned into a blur of shouting and honking. I panicked as I tried to steer back on track, but it was too late. We drove up onto the sidewalk, narrowly missing pedestrians, and I could feel the fear in the car. Mrs. Majors shouted instructions that I couldn't understand, and the other student in the back seat gasped as we barely avoided hitting a parked car. In that moment, everything felt like it was happening in slow motion, and I realized how quickly things could go wrong. After the close call, Mrs. Majors decided it was best not to let me drive back to school. She took control of the car, and I sat in silence, feeling a mix of relief and embarrassment. When we finally arrived at the driving school, I took a moment to process what had just happened. Mrs. Majors looked shaken. I could see her concern. After I got home later that night, my parents received a voicemail from her. "Your son had an interesting first lesson," she began, her voice sounding very worried. As I reflected on my wild ride, I couldn't help but laugh nervously, realizing that my journey to independence had started with quite the adventure.